If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. The Bible says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert the highway of our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of God, a word of our God, shall stand forever. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into a high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on the voice we hear. The voice we hear. As Isaiah's a writing here, kind of as an introduction, we see Isaiah's a writing to Judah, and he's telling them these things that's going to happen, and that it's about a century before they go into captivity. Do you know the story that precedes this? You know the stories. King Hezekiah is sick, even unto death, and Isaiah goes into him. The Lord says, just go in and tell him that he's going to die. Amen? It'd be bad to be a king, you know, think you have it all, and all the kingdom and all that. His old man of God comes in. He said, you're sick. And he said, yeah. I said, what's going to happen? He said, you're going to die. Amen? And you know, Isaiah just turned around. He heads out. And the story, Hezekiah turns toward the wall, and he cries out to God, and God hears him. He tells Isaiah, he said, go back in and tell the king that I'm going to give him 15 more years. And as a sign of that, I'm going to turn back time 10 degrees. Amen? You know, science today is trying to figure out the time, and they're looking at the universe, but they some pieces of time that they can't put together. There's a little section of time that they can't find, but the Word of God shows us where it's at. And this is one of the instances where there's a tenth of an hour, praise God, where God, a part of an hour that God moved back. Amen. He turned it back. You say, how'd he do that? He's just God. Amen. God's the only one that could do that. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. God can take all that stuff in the past, praise God, and he can turn us around, praise God, and help us to live for the future. Amen. Amen. But we see Hezekiah, he come out of there, the king's of Merodach of Baladan, he sends up a thing to him, and he says, you know what? He said, heard that you're sick, and I just wanted to send you a little gift, hoping for a good recovery. And Hezekiah gets heady and high-minded, and so when they come, he takes them and he shows them all of his kingdom. He shows them the treasury. He shows them where all the money's at, where all the silver's at, all the gold's at. He shows them where all their armor is. Amen? You know what he did? He basically gave away the farm. Amen. Has no military standing whatsoever now. And so when they come against them, and they're coming, but it didn't bring meantime, Isaiah comes along, he says, what in the world have you done? He said, well, I done this and done that. He said, what have you showed them? He said, I showed them everything. And Isaiah said, well, that's not good. He said, because they're going to come and they're going to take everything down to your son, down to your family. But you know, that's what the devil's wanting to do today. The devil's wanting to take our homes, our families, our loved ones, praise God, and cart them off into hell. And he don't care about what you think. He wants to destroy them and tear them down. Not that he cares about them. Not that he wants them. The devil despises them. He doesn't want them in hell. Amen? But he's going to take as many with him as he can. And especially now because he knows his days are numbered. Now this thing is just about over. It's about finished. Amen? The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse. And in the end, he said, we're seeing it. He said, God began to show us signs. Amen? He said, we're going to see all these things happen in diverse places, different forms, floods and earthquakes and pestilence and all those things that's happening all around the world. Amen? Not just here in America, but all around the world, these things happening today, this very moment. Amen? Places that's never happened before. Diverse, different than before. Amen? Why? Because God has got a great big plan that He's finishing up with. Amen? I'm glad I'm a part of it. Because one day, in just a little while, He's going to call out, and He's going to come get me, and He's going to take me to be with Him. And I'm going to be with Him forever. Amen. Now, in our little mind, we can't comprehend, Brother Don, forever. Amen? Because He said we're like the grass. And the flower of grass, it comes up, it blooms up, Brother Jeff, and it looks real pretty for a while. Amen? But then it withers away, blows away, the wind blows on it, the cold blows on it, the frost gets on it, and praise God, it's got. I had some of the most beautiful little cherry tomatoes you ever did see. And they bloomed all summer long. They produced, they was more little cherry. I had five of them. They produced more than we could even think about eating. Amen? But what the other night, praise God, I know I didn't give you none, brother. I'm sorry. The other night, though, when that frost came, that big frost, amen, that now you ought to see them, they look pitiful. Even in their splendor, praise God, they couldn't stand the frost. Their time had come and their time had gone. Amen? In a few days, they'll wither up and I'll go through and I'll pluck them up, take them down there and throw them on the burn pile, and I'll start again getting soil ready for next year. Amen? That's kind of the way we are. You're here tonight and you think you're going to live forever. I want you to say, praise God. Now, I'm just minding the Lord tonight. I'm going to say, praise God, you're not going to live forever. Yeah. Amen. But there's some voices, praise God, that God's speaking tonight, amen, in a way to give us that help that we need, that encouragement that we need. Isaiah was writing this a century before they went into captivity because he knew that there was a day that they would need some encouragement. Amen. If there's ever been a day that we need encouragement, it's the day that we live in. And we need our encouragement from the Lord. And He has plenty of it to give. Amen? So we see that the words He had here was words of encouragement. In chapter 40, He begins to encourage. He said, you're going into captivity. But I like what Hezekiah says in verse 39, the last verse. He said, then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. He said, moreover. Now he said, now listen to this. He said, for thou shalt be peace in peace and truth in my days. Did you notice how selfish that sounds? Amen. He said, I've done what I've done, but he said, glory be God, it ain't gonna happen on my watch. He said, I'll let the next generation worry about that. Amen? I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we're thinking just like Hezekiah. Amen? The things that's happening in the world today, praise God, you say, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll let the next generation worry about it. And could you imagine how discouraged if his whole kingdom heard that? His whole kingdom heard Hezekiah say, well, said, you know, things are going to get bad in the future, but he wasn't worried about it right now. Said it's going to be okay for the next 15 years and he was out of here and he'd let somebody else worry about it. Amen. If we ain't careful, we have that same mentality. Amen. We'll not worry about it. We'll just let it go and keep going the way it's going. We won't pray about it. We won't think about it. We'll just pretend like it's not happening and maybe it'll go away. Guess what? It don't go away. It just waxes worse and worse. But we have an opportunity to make a stand. And Isaiah began to paint them a picture. And he began to speak to them in some voices. Amen. He began to speak to them that they might hear the voices of God. And they might get the help that they need. He says, comfort you, ye people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished and her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for her sins. He said, she's going into captivity because Judah has sinned against God, because they've rebelled against God, because they've disallowed the word of God. She said, they're going into captivity just like God said they would. Amen. He said, they're going to pay double for their sins. Amen. I want to say tonight, don't think you can get by with anything with God. Amen. We don't get by with anything. We will stand and give an account for everything we do. Amen. Oh me. You ever think about when you lived at home, when you was a kid? And you get up about 14, 15, 16, 17, and you think you know everything. Amen. I ain't the only one. You think you know everything. Nobody can tell you. Malachi's up. Amen. No, nobody can tell you nothing because you think you know it all. And then you go through life and you get to be about 21, 22. But some of us, that takes a little longer. Brother Don, we're a little hard-headed. So we get about 24, 25, 30, and we begin to look back and say, you know what? Mom and Daddy was right. If I would have listened to them, I wouldn't have had to went through this, and I wouldn't have had to live through that. I wouldn't have had to try to work my way through this. Amen. But you know, it's the same thing with God. God's speaking to our heart tonight, and He said, youngins, if you'll just listen to me, if you'll follow me, if you'll let me lead you, praise God, I'll take you to places and give you more than you ever had. Amen. Amen. And you can do it with excitement. You can do it with joy because you know that God is in it. Amen. But you know why? You know by disobedience and by rebellion, you know you can shorten your days. Amen. Brother John, I wish somebody took me by the seat of my breeches and pulled me to the side and said, listen, son, if you'll respect your mom and daddy, you'll have a long life. Amen. I honestly believe that a lot of the things I've had to go through in my life is because I was disrespectful to my mama and my daddy. Amen. I believe that. I believe the things I'm having to live with now is because of disrespect in my life. Because I thought I knew it all. And I didn't know nothing. Amen. I was stupid. I was ignorant. I was arrogant. And I didn't know, praise God, that they loved me and they had my best interest at heart. Amen. So therefore, I rebelled. I went my way. And you said, preacher, would you say, I thought I was. Amen. But I wasn't living a Christian life. I wasn't living in godliness like I should. Amen. Do you see the story? Do you see the resemblance? We're just like this little nation of Judah, praise God. They continued to rebel against God. He continued to point them in the right direction, and they continued to choose their own way, could choose idols, could choose adultery, continue to choose the things of the flesh. And chased after them. And God had to chase them and bring them back. And He said, you're going to receive double, praise God, for all your sins, for all your wickedness. Amen. But He said, He tells us here, now notice something here. God cries out as a comforter. Amen. Here we have a voice of a comforter. A voice of Him that crieth in the wilderness. He says, prepare you the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert the highway of our God. So He begins to point them and comfort her. And He says, God's going to measure out the chastening, amen. He's got a measure of chastening for you when you mess up. Ain't you glad God does? God has a measure of chastening when you go in the wrong direction in order to turn you around and start you in the right direction. Amen. And there's a measure of that chastening, praise God, to get your attention. God has a way of getting your attention. Amen. He will get your attention one way or another. Amen. I've seen some folks, praise God, He's had to put flat on their back in Mission Hospital in order to get them to look up to get their attention. Amen. And they, some people, I hate to say it, but they, some people laying out in a graveyard because God was trying to get their attention and He couldn't get it without taking them out of here. Amen. He won't let you bring a reproach on His name. If we claim to be a child of God, claim to be a Christian and live ungodly, continue in ungodliness, He will take you out. But praise God, I'm glad there's a voice of comfort. Amen. I'm glad that there's a voice that comes, there's one that cries out, and He says, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the highway for our God. He said, make Him a road, praise God, straight into the depths of your soul where He can help you and bring you out. Amen. I want to say tonight, glory to God, we need a freeway to God. Amen. I'm talking about a four-lane interstate going one way, where we dedicate and all the signage, praise God, is pointing us to glory. Amen. Speed limit, praise God, wide open with the hammer down. Amen. He ain't got nothing on the Autobahn over in Germany, praise God. God said, just head on towards heaven. Praise God, just as fast as you can go. Amen. Praise the Lord, we hold back and we procrastinate. And God said, you know what? I've got a measure of the chasing I'm going to put you through. But praise God, I'm going to bring you through it. And He said, I'm going to bring you through. He tells here, He said, I'm going to bring you through it with forgiveness. Amen. Only God can do that. Amen. These times in my life, I don't know why God would want to forgive me. Amen. I've took off in different directions. Praise God, God has touched my heart. Amen. I say, well, you know, I'll just go a little way. But you know what? That little way ends up being a long way. Praise God. And God's chasing me the whole time. I'm glad He never stopped chasing Him. Praise God, till He turned me around. Amen. You say, preacher, you like it? I'm hard-headed. Amen. If I wasn't hard-headed, I'd have given up a long time ago. Amen. Why them other boys that announced their call to preach what I did was falling by the wayside. Praise God, I'd have fell with them. But glory be God, I'm too hard-headed to quit. Amen. Praise God, I just keep pressing on. Glory to God, I keep finding my place with God in godliness. Amen. And keep returning where I need to be and keep going for God. Amen. Hey, I found out, Brother Bill, it's easier just stay with Him. Amen. Than have to come back to Him. Amen. Praise God, I have to try to figure out where I was. Amen. Now I don't have to figure out where I was. Praise God, I know where I am. I come to a point in my life, I guess maturity. And I come to a place I realize where I am. And I realize where I'm going. And I realize how I'm going to get there. Amen. See, I've tried it in my efforts. Like I said, when I was a kid, I thought I knew everything. But I come to myself one day, like an old prodigal down the pig pen, I realized I didn't know nothing, but I was living around a bunch of hogs. Yeah. Amen. A bunch of old unclean swine. Praise God. And so I turned in a different direction and I ain't looked back. Praise God, and the trip has been joyous. Amen. So we hear here the voice of a comforter. He said, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Now watch this. This is what we talked about this morning. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen. I said, do you hear what He's saying? He said, God is a comforter. Amen. He's a great comforter. He gives comfort. Amen. When He brings you out of those trials and brings you out of that conviction, praise God, and brings you out of that chastening, when He knows where you're at, praise God, He delivers you. Praise God, He begins to offer you that forgiveness. Amen. And He's standing ready, praise God, to forgive. Do you realize God's always ready to forgive? He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us. The only reason He chastens is because He loves us. Amen. That's true love. That's what love is. Amen. Bible says, it said, if you don't chasten your children, you don't love them. If you let them do whatever they want to do, you don't care nothing about them. But He said, if you love them, you'll be their authority. Amen? Just like God is ours, we're theirs. And we begin to chase them. We begin to show them. We begin to point them in the right direction. Amen. And hope they'll go that way. But you know how to get them to go that way? When we do it in love. When we point people towards Christ, when we point in the right in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we have that comfort. They have that comfort then. And we begin to be part of the same thing. Amen? So we hear that voice of a comforter, praise God. And what He does, He offers forgiveness. And with that forgiveness comes a new beginning. Amen. He gives us, Brother Rex, a fresh start. Amen. When we run back to the Father, praise God, we get back to where we left Him. Amen. He gives us with a heart of repentance, with a heart, praise God, He gives us that fresh new start. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nobody else will do that. The world won't give you, praise God, you mess up people in the world. If you hurt somebody's feelings, they're going to hold it against you forever. Hello? Now you say, no, preacher, not us, because we're forgiving people, right? Sure you are. Most of us hold a grudge to the grave. We're like the Hatfields and McCoys. You said something about me back in 1947. Hey, man, you wasn't born. I wasn't born in 1963. But somebody said, but that's how we are. And we'll hold that thing forever. But God will forgive us, amen. He'll give us a fresh start, a new beginning. Why? Because that voice of comfort, He said, I'll speak to them. He said, I'm going to give them a fresh start. He said, all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. So we hear that voice of a comforter. He said, I'm going to give you a new beginning, so I'm going to give you a fresh start. And then we see that voice of confidence. Amen. The confidence that we have to know. The voice said, and verse 6 said, the voice said, cry. And He said, why shall I cry? He said, all flesh is grass, and all the good godliness thereof is the flower of the field. Now what's He saying? He said, everything we have on this earth is temporal. Does anybody know what temporal means? Temporary. What does temporary mean? Not forever. Amen. It's fleeting. It's for a moment. It's right now. Amen. He said, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Sounds like truth to me, don't you? He said, the grass withers and the flower fadeth. But now listen to this, the confidence that comes right here. But the word of our God shall stand forever. So He said that the confidence we have, amen, is what God says will stand forever. We can have confidence in the Word of God. I can't have confidence in me. Amen? I can't have confidence in you. Amen? You will let me down. You're a preacher, I wouldn't say that. Well, I'll let you down. I do it so many times. Amen? Sometimes I forget. I let you down. I hurt you. I break your heart. I'm sorry, but I'm human. We do that. But He said, God will never let you down. He said, we can have confidence in Him that He, glory be to God, you'll never be disappointed with anything God says.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, He makes a promise and He keeps it. Just as we're fickle, just like the grass and the flower of the field, and we blow away, the wind blows over us, and we die out, we go away. But He said, God's Word will live forever. Amen. So we have a voice, not only of a comforter, but we have a voice of a confidence in Christ Jesus the Lord, in the precious Word of God. In spite of man's frailty, in spite of how frail we are, God says, you can count on my Word, praise God. You can take it to the bank. You can trust it to be true. You can trust it to be everlasting. That means it won't come up short. Amen. It won't go to the end with you, but it'll be there in the end. It will be the end. Amen. He said, that's the confidence we have. So we have a voice of comfort. We have a voice of confidence, but we have also, He says, we have a voice of conquest. Amen. Praise God. If nobody's told you, if you're a child of God, you're a winner. Amen. You are a winner, praise the Lord. In verse 9 and 10, He says this, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up. Be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Amen. Now can you imagine down there in captivity, They get to reading the book of Isaiah and they get to thinking about that old prophet. Somebody said, "Do you remember that old prophet up there in Jerusalem? How he told us, praise God, all these things that would come to pass. And here we are. But remember what he said. He said, if we'd just make straight the way of the Lord." Amen. He said, God would give us comfort. And that God's word was true, we could have confidence. Amen. We could be confident in the Lord. But he said, God has offered us a conquest when we look to him and see him as he is. He said, behold your God. Now these people are caught up in Babylon. They're taken into captivity. They've been exiled into away from their people, away from their country, away from their home and their city and everything they knew. But they're down there in Babylon and they're looking around. They're seeing all these gods all over. Amen. And they begin to wonder, what is the true God? Which one's real? Amen. I believe some old saint of God said, wait a minute. Remember the prophet Isaiah? That old man of God, he said, hey, listen, remember the true God. Amen. And they begin to remember and they begin to rehearse it in their mind. He said, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand and with an arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work is before him. He said, praise God, we've got a great conqueror that's coming. We've got a great ruler that's going to take over. We've got somebody, praise God, we can trust in that's going to be in charge. They're down there and they're wondering in the wilderness or in Babylon. And they're wondering, how in the world are we ever going to get out of this mess? Amen. They've been exiled. They've been brought out, praise God. And they're down there in a wicked place with wicked people and ungodliness everywhere. They said, how are we ever going to get out? He said, well, that old prophet of God, he said, he's promised us. He's promised that they would be a conquest. That the great ruler would rise up and he would deliver us. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, glory to God, there's a great ruler that's going to rise up and he's going to deliver us. Yeah. And his name is Christ Jesus the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He come once as a little babe and he died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He came as a humble servant to serve mankind and to be a help where he could. But when he comes again, he's coming as a conquering king. He's coming as the ruler, to rule with a rod of iron, with a strong arm. He's going to lift us out. He's coming as a God of conquest. Amen. So praise God. So we ought to be proclaiming the good God of glory. Amen. Proclaiming God's goodness from the housetops. Praise the Lord. That's what I said a while ago. Praise God. You don't feel like praising God. I guarantee you down there in Babylon, they didn't feel like praising God. Amen. But they began to proclaim God and His godliness. Began to lift up His name and proclaim Him. And they began to proclaim Him loud. Amen. You know, anybody can say, praise the Lord. That's about the way we do anymore. We about become Methodist. Amen. We don't want to get too noisy. Said, preacher, you're gonna scare the baby. I got news for you. They was the little old babies here this morning, praise God. When I was a preaching, they slept like babies. Amen. I mean, they conked out of here, praise God. They sat there and looked at me and they stared at me a little while and but they had perfect peace. Amen. I wasn't a frightening them. I wasn't a hurting them. I wasn't scaring them. Praise God, they had perfect peace with all that I was saying. Amen. They didn't even have little old Bibles. They didn't. Praise God, they just believed I was going to preach the truth. Amen. A fella said one time, heard me preaching over at the nursing home. And I preach over there just like I do here, praise God. Amen. And he made a comment to somebody. He said, that preacher, I knew who he was talking about. Over at that nursing, he said, he goes over there and he preaches like he's in a church house. And he scares those people to death. That's what he said. You know what I done last time I was at the nursing home? I mentioned that when I was preaching. And I asked them, I said, am I scaring anyone? And they was like, whoa, preach on, preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. None of them scared. Praise God, they was linking up with when we was praising God and looking at His Word and being revived and stirred in our hearts. Amen. So we could proclaim it loud and we could proclaim it long. Amen. Say, we don't know how long we're going to be in this captivity, but we know that there is a God, and He's a delivered God, and He's a promise-keeping God. Listen, I don't know how long we're going to be in this captivity, but praise God, I'm just going to praise the Lord while I can. I'm going to praise Him loud, and I'm going to praise Him long. Amen. As long as I have breath in these lungs, I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. Quiet. Because of that great voice of conquest. Not only is a voice of conquest, but there's a voice of consolation. Now watch this, and I'm done. A voice of consolation. The Bible said, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. Amen. Amen. You get weary and tired and hungry. Praise God, I want to say there's a shepherd that's going to feed you. There's a shepherd that's promised to take care of me and you. Amen. I'm talking about consolation from the Lord, a voice of consolation. Amen. He'll feed us. The Bible says He would. He shall gather the lambs with His arms. Not only is He going to feed you, but He's going to nurture you. Amen. He's going to pull you unto Himself. He's going to take care of you. He's going to look you over. He's going to check you out. He's going to see where you are, and He's going to see what you need. Amen. I was listening to a thing as a fellow on the radio today was talking about Israel, and Israel's getting ready. Now listen very carefully. Israel's getting ready for the sacrifices in the third temple. Amen. They're searching out. They found and they're breeding now purebred red heifers. And they've done selected a high priest. And they're starting to get ready to bring those red heifers before the high priest for him to begin to examine them to make sure they're perfect and without any flaws. Amen. I don't know about you, that tells me how close it is. See, Israel is God's prophetic time clock. And as we see it, tick tock, tick tock, we see this thing. Now, I don't know about you, but that fellow mentioned something that I'd never thought about much. The lifespan of a cow ain't real long. Amen. We raise dairy cattle, and the average dairy cow, you get about 12 good years out of her. Of course, after about 12 years, we send them stockyards because we don't want to lose that value. We want to get the beef out of them before they get to where you can't be beefed. But you figure just 10 or 12 years is all the lifespan that you got. And so if they evaluate that red heifer to find one without spot, they've just got a limited amount of time, because as that heifer begins to get older, she'll begin to get some gray hairs. Amen? And that's not acceptable. So it tells me the timeline to God is getting closer and closer and closer. Because see, they've got to build the third temple before they can offer those sacrifices. Amen. You say, preacher, will they really do that? God said they would. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said there's going to be a time of tribulation. There's going to be a time of sorrow. Amen. There's going to be, see, all this has to come into play. So it tells me that if the priest is ready, he's starting to look at these heifers for sacrifice. That they're looking at. Well, Solomon Gershom has already built got the cornerstones for the third temple. And he said that God had told him that He would set those cornerstones. He's an old man. Amen. Way up in his 70s. So what does that tell you? I'm saying the God of consolation. He said, youngins, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, we're just about the point of going out of here, praise God, to be with the Lord. And just like Isaiah was telling his people, praise God, he said that Lamb of God, He's going to work, He's going to feed them, He's going to nurture them, He's going to carry them, praise God, if they need to be carried. When you get to where you can't feel like you can walk anymore, He'll pick you up and He'll carry you to where He needs you to be. Amen. You say, preacher, you talking about an old age? Praise God, I'm talking about in young age. I'm talking about right now. If we'll let Him and we'll trust Him, He'll pick us up if He needs to and carry us. Amen. Amen. Praise God to get us to where we need to be for His glory. Amen. And the Bible says not only will He carry them in His bosom, that's close to His heart. Amen. Not in a place of not in a place of callousness, but a place of love. Amen. I'm talking about consolation, a voice of consolation. There's also that voice of consolation, but there's also that voice of leading. Amen. He shall gently lead those that are with young. So in that voice of consolation, not only do you see the feeding and nurturing and the loving and caring on us, but we see Him leading us along the way, taking us to where we need to be, and delivering us safe over there. Amen. So we see what Isaiah's telling them here. Say, praise God. He said, young, you may be in captivity now, but lift up your head. Oh, your Redeemer draweth nigh. Praise God. He's even at the voice that we hear. That's God speaking to His people. But that same God is speaking to us today. Amen. And praise God. He's saying, you know what? I've got the comfort. He said, I've got the confidence. I've got the conquest. And He said, I've got the consolation. Everything that you need, praise God. He said, I've got it for you. If you'll just look to the promise. And the promise is Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. And the days that we have left, we just need to trust in the Lord. Isaiah's the one said in Isaiah 6, he said, there's coming a king. And he's going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea, praise God. He said, he's going to be a conqueror, a mighty king. Praise God. Going to be born of a virgin. Praise the Lord. And he's going to be the hope of his people. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like to be called his. Amen. I'm his people. Amen. I want to be God's. I want to be Jesus' kind of people in this life that we're. Why? Because I can hear his voice. So I can get that comfort that he has. All those things that we've talked about tonight, praise God, as part of what God has for us as his little children. Amen. And praise God, we just be partakers in them if we'll just hear the voice. If we'll listen to God, amen, you'll hear it. Because God will speak to you and He'll speak to me.